6 Alpha Zulu X-ray from Kilo Delta 8, Charlie Alpha Oscar, KDA Charlie Alpha Oscar, over.
Okay, beautiful signal, Charlie Delta 8, Charlie Alpha Oscar, from KD6WZX, yeah, the handle here is Ray Romeo Alpha Yankee, and the grid square is Delta Mike 13.
Okay, QSL Ray, nice to meet you here this morning. My name is Doug, Delta Oscar Uniform Golf, and I'm located in Echo November 62, EM 62 in the state of Michigan, over.
Okay, fine business. Hey, let me play catch up a little bit with my antenna. I have my rotator, my tracker. It should be coming in, and probably, I'm hoping today, but things usually don't work out that way. So I'll probably get it Monday, and I already have the harness all wired up. I'm anticipating that very quickly. It's really not too much of a problem until the bird gets right overhead, and then I usually end up trying to catch up and run a little bit behind, and fumbling from then on. So anyway, that's the situation on here. I got the preamp up on the mast. I just set up the station not too long ago, and I'm almost done, just waiting for the trackers.
Okay, QSL. I didn't recognize the call, and I checked my log here quickly. Don't see that we've ever made a QSO, so it's nice to meet you here for the first time. It sounds like you're just getting set up, and it sounds like you're doing everything that's necessary to make a really nice station there, so that's good. You've got a fine signal here into Michigan, and situation here is ICOM 970 Delta 45 watts out, and the antenna here, or antenna system, includes an M2 2MCT14 and an arrow 437x14 for UHF, and we've got it on a ground mounted tripod here, and we do have a preamp on the UHF side, the 2 meter preamp died over the winter, so that needs to be replaced, but that's the situation here. Anyway, nice signal, and no problem copying. Kilo Bravo 6 Alpha Zulu X-ray, Kilo Delta 8 Charlie Alpha Oscar.
Okay, Doug, let me correct the call sign. It's Kilowatt Bravo 6 Oscar Zulu X-ray. Kilowatt Baker 6 Oscar Zulu X-ray. Hey, what do you think of the VHF preamp? Do you think it was really worth the money? I have mixed feelings. It raises the noise floor so much, but then again, 2 meters is just a noisy floor. Anyway, the UHF side is just phenomenal. Absolutely worth the money. I have the Advanced Receiver Research preamp. The mast mount is one I bought the pair. And I was just wondering what your take is on the 440, or I mean the 2 meter size on the preamp. And the rig here is an FT847 50 watts out. And I'm using half-inch hardline to feed the UHF side. And it's a 55-foot run. And the antenna's mounted on the roof of the house. And I'm just using LMR 400 for the 2 meter size. Worried about line loss, especially with the preamp to make up for that. So I have some leftover hard line from my repeater. I own a 440 machine. So anyway, the drop off of that is feeding the 440 antenna, and I'm using the circular polarized M2, the Leo pack, that brand new Leo pack that they just came out with. But I made a couple modifications. I have a stainless steel 24-inch counterbalance in the backside to take the load off the motor, and I machined some drain slots in the bottom of the stainless steel solid plug that I put in the back of the antenna, and I also have my preamps mounted on the stainless steel counterbalance, and I'm using that also for cable restraint, so a little bit different than what probably other people are doing, but that's the situation on this end. KD6WZX back to Kilowatt Delta 8 Charlie Alpha Oscar.
Okay, QSL Ray, I'm sorry for busting your call there. I wrote it down that way. I guess maybe I heard it that way. So anyway, KB6, Oscar Zulu X-ray, Kilo Delta 8, Charlie Alpha Oscar. Yeah, the system there sounds very nice. I was looking at those antennas myself and was thinking possibly of putting something up on the roof this summer, and briefly considered those, the new pack there. And I'm not sure what I'm going to do yet. I like that idea because those antennas are a little smaller, a little more XYL friendly, as you might say. Although the big ones that I got might go up there instead because those are free. So we'll see what happens. I would like to do it because I do have some obstruction to the southwest, and I'm getting into that range right now, although I think I'm making it in still okay. But anyway, very good. I don't know if you got any photos of that setup, but man, I'd really like to see how you have it all arranged. That might be quite interesting for me to think about. Over.
I need to throw some upgraded photos up there. I think I have the old ones. I don't know if I have the counterbalance shown on QIZ or not. But yeah, if you look on QIZ down to the bottom of the page, it has the antenna. And I don't remember if I have the pictures before or after I put the counterbalance on. And some of the information on that page is wrong anyway, because now I do have the preamps, and I wasn't going to update the data on that until I get my tracker on there and everything. Kind of lazy that way. Only work 3 days a week. I'm an aircraft mechanic. Work for United Technologies on the Boeing 787 Dreamliner, and getting ready to go to work pretty soon. I only work 3 days a week. Get paid for the whole week, but I just get my lazy butt out of bed 3 days, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So we got an air show going on right up the street from the work CTH at Riverside Municipal Airport, and my son's involved with the Sheriff's Department, so he's going to be over there working now. And I wanted to take the day off, and I mentioned it to my boss, and I mentioned the half a day, and he just kind of chuckled so much for that. Maybe if we're not busy today at work, I might get to slip out and head over there for a little bit, but no big deal. I see airplanes all day long anyway, so it's just kind of fun to get out there and see some of the other stuff. And anyway, KB6 is expected to what Delta 8, Charlie Alpha Oscar. You're sounding absolutely beautiful into the system.
Okay, Ray, very good. I didn't mention anything about the preamps. I probably should make a few comments there before the satellite sets on me. I've had pretty good success actually adding the 2 meter preamp, especially with AO7. But I guess it depends on the situations, and you don't need it. I mean, it works, but it does give a little bit of advantage. I think it depends on your receiver. I've got the 970 here, and it's supposed to have a world class receiver, at least in the 1990s it did. And I see a little bit of advantage. I mean, you put lower noise floor, noise figure, preamp at the antenna, you gain a little bit. And I certainly think it's an advantage. So those are, I guess, my brief comments. And on the other topic there, it's interesting to hear that you work on the Dreamliner. My company actually is the one that developed and built the electronic or electrochromic windows that go in that thing, I believe. So that's pretty cool to make that connection with you. KB68, OZX, getting kind of low here, so we'll see how we go on the next go around.
Okay, well, still copying 100%. The bird right here is about 40 degrees, so it's up pretty high for me, and I got to start lowering my antenna again. I get kind of lazy on that. I get a little bit behind, especially when it's overhead. When it's overhead, I end up having to really work, and now I can see it's at 158, so asthma, so... Boy, I'm going to be glad when I get my tracker. That way there, I won't have to worry about it. A little bit different from the days when I was using a handheld and running around in the front yard like an idiot. And people were looking at me like, what the heck is that idiot neighbor doing? The only thing I was missing was the tinfoil on my head. But anyway, yeah, I work for, like I said, United Technologies. And they own Pratt & Whitney German Engine Company. They own Cutler Hammer. They own Sikorsky Helicopter. And actually own Otis Elevators and Carrier Air Conditioning. So it's a really, really large company with really, really large company policies. So I really, really like working for the little mom and pop shops, but they don't pay enough. So now I'm in the big corporate conglomerate and have to deal with the politics of that. I get all kinds of stupid training. Well, I shouldn't say stupid, it's safety related, but I have safety training manuals on the desk in front of me. And the unfortunate thing is the only reason why the company even cares about safety is so that they can get an insurance write-off. I don't think they really give a half a damn about anybody, but they do care about their insurance write-off. That's the problem when you have a bunch of stockholders on your company. Anyway, KB-63 is an expected kilowatt delta 8 alpha or Charlie Alpha Oscar. See how you're doing on this class.
KB6X from KYSE, he went out of the footprint during your
Q-show
there.
Oh, okay, I didn't copy the whole call. Q-8 Yankee?
Yeah, it's Q-8 Yankee, Sierra Echo. I'm Ned's father, and using my remote station in Arizona here. I was listening to you for the whole Q-show. Your Doppler is tracking perfectly.
Yeah, the Doppler is fine. I need to get my tracker. My antenna tracker is the only thing I'm waiting for now. And once I get the antenna tracker, then I guess I'll be done until I decide the next thing I have to do. That's usually how it is. I've been building a repeater now for 30 years, and every time I think I'm done with my repeater, something else comes up.
One thing when you get ham radio stations, always issues, always little things that have to be fixed and so forth, and repeaters are notorious for having little quirks that you have to look into there. So anyway, good to hear you there, and got all the information that you gave to my son, and sounds like you got a lot of fun there working on that Dreamliner KB60ZX from KAGAT. Oops, a Yankee Sierra Echo Stroke 7 in Dolomite 43, Arizona.
Okay, fine business. Okay, yeah, you're sounding great. Sounding great into the system as well. And, yeah, I'm trying to get my kids into amateur radio. My son, my youngest boy, he's with the Sheriff's Department, and he wants to learn about electronics. So last night we repaired his monitor, just put weak capacitors in the power supply. And I told him, I said, well, you know, son, these monitors are pretty much disposable anymore, and you know, you just kind of throw them away and replace them. So he said, well, I'd like to learn, Dad. And I'm like, okay, well, great. So we get a capacitor kit for the monitor, and I did a couple of them for him. He soldered them and stuff, and put caps in, and then I had him do the rest, and he did a great job. I had to watch him a little bit with heat on the pads and stuff, but he did a good job. He came right along, and we powered it up, and everything came to life. So I think that might have sparked a little bit of an interest. And he sees all my equipment here, and I said, you know what? You really ought to get your ticket, because one day this could be all yours after the old thing kicks off.
Yep, that's for sure. We're getting low here, too. I'm at 7.3 degrees. Well, Doug was always interested in computers and electronics, and he got his electronics engineering degree, but he never was interested in ham radio, even though, you know, I had all the equipment there and a world-class station. program.